How did I get involved in the entertainment industry? Well, I got bitten by the radio bug. I went to Humber College of Applied Arts and Technology. I took radio broadcasting in Toronto back in 1976, and I worked in radio. I'm still working in radio on a part-time basis, and I got bitten by the entertainment bug. I moved to Halifax and started to branch out into troupe comedy and on-camera acting, doing beer commercials and small movie roles and stand-up comedy and emceeing shows, playing music, playing drums in a pickup band. So right from the get-go, back in early 70s, I guess, is when I got bitten and interested in working in the entertainment industry. I guess my fondest memories of working on Trailer Park Boys is working with the crew, especially Mike Clattenburg, the original guy who I met when he was a drummer in a band called Big Ethel. I had a recording studio and Mike was a drummer in that band. We kind of helped them along for a bit. And he did a great, funny cable television show called That Damn Cable Show on the local Channel 10 cable show. Anyways, Mike hired me to pull this role out on Trailer Park Boys and be Steve Rogers, Channel 10. And working with Mike and Mike Smith, a.k.a. Bubbles, and Jean-Paul and Rob, Ricky and Julian, was a lot of fun. And working with John Dunsworth, who's an old acting friend of mine as well, too, Mr. Leahy, was just crazy. Just some of the shoots that we did, the Piss Jugs episode, when they got into this huge fight at the end of the episode and just ripped things up. And then last season, season 8, they asked me to do Steve Rogers' role with Steve getting married and hiring the guys to throw a wild and crazy stag party. If you've seen the episode, you know what that was about. So it's just working with these guys and seeing the creative process. They kind of left a lot of it to when the camera was rolling and just see what would happen. A lot of fun. What does the future hold for me? Well, I'm hoping I can keep working with the Trailer Park Boys. They've started this SwearNet network. They've apparently are setting up a broadcast facility. I've done some test news reading as Steve Rogers for the SwearNet network. And hopefully they can call on me to continue doing Steve Rogers in future seasons of the Trailer Park Boys. I just shot an episode for season 9 and a Christmas special episode as well, which was a lot of fun. And as far as what I do at home, I have a recording studio at home where I do voiceovers for clients all over the world, narrations, comic books, characters, video games, TV commercials, web presentations, and all that kind of stuff. And I also continue to work at CBC here in Halifax on weekend mornings, which is heard throughout the Maritimes every Saturday and Sunday, and of course around the world on the internet. So that's where I'm headed. I've got growing kids, which keeps me busy. I still surf out at the Big Blue Atlantic out at Lawrencetown Beach here in Nova Scotia. And I ride my motorcycle, my Yamaha Star Bolt, which I won in a contest last year. So that keeps me busy. Cheers.